Monster Meetings at the Y on this moment of Indiana history. At a time when Indianapolis politics was dominated by the Ku Klux Klan, one city institution promoted integration. An African-American group founded in 1900, the Young Men's Prayer Band, obtained official recognition by the National YMCA by 1905. The new Negro YMCA branch promptly organized a weekly forum at which local entrepreneurs, educators, and political and religious figures discussed issues important to the black community. These monster meetings put the group on the map. Along with donations from cosmetics magnate Madam C.J. Walker and Sears executive Julius Rosenwald, Booker T. Washington helped fund construction of the Senate Avenue YMCA, serving at its dedication on July 1913. Under the leadership of Fabre de France, membership grew from 305 to 5,270 within 40 years. The Monster Meetings became one of the nation's most highly respected public forums, hosting everyone from Langston Hughes to Eleanor Roosevelt to Martin Luther King Jr. The meeting's legislative branch played a critical role in undermining segregation in Indianapolis schools, jobs, housing, and recreational facilities. Advances included the integration of the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the preparation of anti-hate and anti-segregation bills that were adopted as law in the late 1940s. Ironically, the integration of the Indianapolis housing market that the meetings accomplished eventually dispersed the organization's downtown base. The Senate Avenue Y closed in 1959. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.